Kof Vov Eor, Monday the 6th of May, Rabbi Beryl Knopfler, Sophia Saomer.
Okay, Rabbosai, it's a bit... In Yonah Diyoma, you could talk about Shavuos, coming on to Shavuos. You could talk about Sophia Saomer. So I'll talk about both. Emet Hashem. First of all, let me ask you the following shayla. Talk of, first of all, a short Dvar Halacha, and then go over to a Dvar Agoda. There's a shayla. Shayla is, you may have heard the shayla before, somebody at the beginning of Sefirah Saomer knows that during the Sefirah Saomer he's going to have, let's say, surgery, an operation, and he's definitely going to be down and out for more than 24 hours, in which he's definitely, that particular day, not going to be able to count Sefirah Saomer. Shaila is, can he start counting with a bracha? Basis of the Shaila is, we all know that we Paskin, the Bar Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag, if a person misses a full day of Sefirah Saomer, the halacha is he can't continue counting anymore with a bracha. The regular understanding of this shita of the Bahag, which is quoted in Tosfos and Menachos, he says Usfatan Lochem Sheva Shabbos is Tamimois. Tamimois means it's got to be complete. And so far, so that much the Bahag says himself. The understanding is that Tamimus means it's all one mitzvah. Since it's all one mitzvah, therefore, if you've left a day out, you're missing part of the mitzvah. Once you're missing part of the mitzvah, it's like ma'akev, and therefore you'll continue counting, but not with a broch anymore, because you're not being, according to the Bag, makayim a mitzvah. And really, it's the Pashtus Pshat, when the Mishabur quotes a Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, and says, women, noshim, shouldn't start counting with a brocha. Why shouldn't they start counting with a brocha? Because, vadai yitu yoim echa. They're not chayim, it's Mr. Sejas Mangroma. So they want to bring it on themselves as they do with other mitzvahs. But it's dangerous, because, bevadai yitu yoim echa. Of course, noshim are very busy, and that's why the potter for Mr. Sejas Mangroma. So what? When from then on, they won't count with the bracha. But till then, no. The problem is that retrospectively, they're going to make all their brachas into a bracha levatola because it's all one mitzvah. And if I don't complete the mitzvah, then the brachas that I've made up till now will be considered as a bracha levatola. That is the pashtus habshat. That's why, Minchas Chinuch, you know, I would say, there's people who've been to a bar mitzvah in Sefirah Saomer, or made a bar mitzvah in the Sefirah Saomer, and listened to a bar mitzvah Bocha Darshin, highly likely he would have chosen, or they would have chosen for him, this inyan of a boy who becomes bar mitzvah during the Sefirah Saomer. What's a shayla? The shayla is, okay, you'll tell me, what's the major shayla? He counts as chinuch until he becomes bar mitzvah with a brocha. He continues afterwards counting, okay. So he doesn't become mechuyev in the mitzvah. What's his problem? Why shouldn't he be able to continue counting with a brocha as he's been doing until now? The answer is, it's a three-cornered shayla. One shayla is, one tzad is that, he's chayv al chinuch in any case. So let him continue. If you're going to say he can't enter into this mitzvah in the middle of the mitzvah, because the mitzvah, you can't cotton is a good word here, you can't cotton on to this mitzvah in the middle because he hasn't started it b'chiyuv, so you'll say okay, so he'll carry on b'toras chinuch. So the minchas chinuch says no. There's a tzad to say, which is unusual, that he can't start with a brocha and can't continue with a brocha. Why? Because a kok mitzvah It's called Din of Chinuch. His father's mechuyav to be mechanachim. So if he's a cotton all the way through the Sfiras HaYomer, he makes a brocha as chinuch. If he's a godel all the way through the Sfiras HaYomer, it's also fine. This youngster, he counts from it's in the middle of Sfira. So he starts counting, or he would be starting to count, but Torah's cotton. Then he becomes a godel, but why is he continuing? He doesn't become mechuyav in the mitzvah because you can't, in the middle of the mitzvah, join it. And to say that he should continue b'toiras chinuch, chinuch goes till bar mitzvah. He's already bar mitzvah, no more chinuch. So you're a bit of an oily miyitzri v'oily miyitzri situation here, and the minchas chinuch is a bit concerned about what his status is exactly. We know the minhag olam is, of course, they do count with the brocha, they start with the brocha, and they continue counting with the brocha afterwards. But one has to understand that it's not so simple and not so poshut. Also due to this nekuda, that he can't become mechuyav in the mitzvah, in the middle of it. So memela, what is exactly his situation? That's the shaila I've got. Now this is all with the regular understanding of the Bahag, which possibly Rishonim understood him in that way. The Bahag was saying that the whole of Sfiras HaYomer is one big mitzvah. And one big mitzvah is, the shalas are, as we've said it already, if you know that you're not going to be able to finish it, or you're going to have to leave out and miss out a day, can't start it at all, and your brochas will retrospectively, if you missed out a day, be considered as a brocha of Atzolah. That is with that understanding. And the Bahag does say, Temimois, Svatim Lachem Imrochas Vashabbos, Sheva Shabbos is Temimois. Temimois means good, it's one complete, one big mitzvah. Where do you find one mitzvah requires as many brochas as we make? We're making 49 brochas on it. Where do you find that one mitzvah requires it? Shkifelech, so what? It's a chelik of a mitzvah. Make a brocha, not the end of the day. It could be that also can be accepted. However, one delves a little bit more into the way other Rishonim seem to have understood the Bahag. There's a completely, completely different understanding in what he says, and because of that, make a difference and enough gemina to what we're speaking about. And let me explain why. Tosfos, number one, brings down in Megillah, Tavchof HaMadeis. Tosfos in Megillah, Tavchof HaMadeis, quotes the Bahag. And Tosfos is another interesting thing. We know that is the halacha, but we may not know the background properly to this halacha. If one didn't count at night, one didn't count at night, Sfiras HaYomer, missed it out, the din is, you count by day. You don't make a brocha. You don't make a brocha. Why don't you make a brocha? Why don't you make a brocha? So we are accustomed to understanding, that Mr. Mishabu even says that, because it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes whether the counting by day is valid or not valid. Does it have to be at night, or can it be by day as well? So we're yotza, the shittus that holds that you can count, but we don't to make a brocha. We also know that if you count it by day without a brocha, it doesn't exclude you from the mitzvah, and you can continue counting with a brocha. Understanding might be because it's a svek, and maybe it's not considered that I missed out a complete day, and not everybody holds in any case if you miss out a complete day that you can't continue. So we lack our matzarif, the two shittas, and we allow to carry on counting with a brocha. It seems from Rishon it's not the truth. Tosfos in Megillah says you count by day without a brocha. Now the Rashash already says on the Tosfos, Rishonim didn't have spekis and paskan that you count without a brocha. Rishonim either they held you are makayim mitzvah or you're not makayim mitzvah. We or the later paskim, when they got a shailen a machlokes Rishonim, then al-sofik brochas still tell you to do the mitzvah and don't make a brocha. But when you have Rishonim clearly saying yispar b'loi brocha, there's even more than that. There's a modcha in Megillah, modcha's a Rishon at the back, who says, a nusach, they asked one of the Rishonim, I think Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yoko, they asked him, what's the din if somebody didn't count at night, and should he count by day? So he says, yes, he should count by day. Now listen to this loshen. Sechar Sfira Yahavinan Le, we give him the schar for counting, but schar Svira Bizmana Lo Yahavinan Le. We don't give him the schar of having counted Svira. Given schar Svira, but not Svira Bizmana. The Lo Yodano, the Mofka goes on, whether he meant that you should count with a brocha or without a brocha. Lo Yodano, what does that mean? Explain that. I'm only going to do it Bekitsa because we'll go on to the Dvar HaGodah straight after that. To explain that, let me be makdim to you. There is the Bir Alocha in Tov Pei Tes in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. It brings out a very interesting shita, which we don't paskanak, but just to know that there is such a shita, and through that, explain exactly what's going on over here. The shita is the shita of the Ritz Geus. The Ritz Geus says, if a person's left out, he argues with the Bahag, if a person's left out, let's say he's left out day six. He's left out day six completely. Not by night, not by day, he didn't count. He doesn't agree with the Bahag that this fellow's finished and can't do his mitzvah anymore. He holds, when it counts to day seven, watch this one. Count, make a brocha, shake it shon of a mitzvah of his own al sfira soyma, and say, Esmoil hoyo six, Bahayoim it's seven. What's going on over here? Yesterday was number six, and today is number seven. Now I'm asking you, that's what the Ritz Geus says. Do you think that this fellow is now being mekayim his mitzvah of Yom Shishi? I don't think so. To count on day seven, that yesterday was day six, you missed it. So what are you doing it for? Why are you saying Esmon Hoyo 6? You say? So wait. So seems from the Ritz Geus, there's another understanding here. It doesn't mean when whole of Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah. There's a separate mitzvah every single night. You count one, count two, you count three. Every night is a separate mitzvah. But you can't count number seven if you haven't counted number six. You can't count number eight if you haven't counted number seven. And that's li'ikuva, says the Ritz Geus. Therefore, only way you can continue by having missed out day six and count now seven is by saying yesterday was six and therefore today is seven. But not I'm being mekametz, I'm not being mekametz at all. And not only am I not being mekametz, not one mitzvah. Every single night is a separate mitzvah. But there's still understanding that to count number seven, you've got to be following number six. If I haven't counted number six, I can't count number seven. So even if you've missed the mitzvah absolutely and completely of number six, I can still carry on with number seven by saying yesterday. Now that's the difference between the Bahag and the Ritz Geus. The Bahag doesn't agree with that. The Bahag says, sorry, once you've left and finished day six without having mentioned anything at all about day six, you've missed it completely. Since you've missed it completely, you cannot carry on counting anymore with the brochot. Now, this understanding of the Bahag means all one mitzvah. It's a completely new insight into what the Bahag is saying. It's not as if I've got one mitzvah to count the whole of Sfiras HaOmer. I've got every single night a separate mitzvah about. You can't do six without, or can't do seven without having done six. So there's a difference now. The Ritz Geus says, well, you always got the possibility of being mesakin by saying yesterday was. Bahag says, no, sorry, you can't do that. But the Bahag is a halfway house. What does he say? The mitzvah to be mekayim every single night can only be done at night. You can only do it at night. You can't do it by day to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the Bahag says it is, after all, still day six. Even though you've lost the mitzvah of day six, because that can only be this kind of a night, but you can still keep your cheshbon going by counting day six at day. But not that you're being mekayim the mitzvah, because he holds the mitzvah as only this kind of a night, not being this kind of a day. There's a completely new understanding here. The Bahag's shitta is, it's not every night a separate mitzvah, but the sphira has got to make sense. Seven has to come after six. Secondly, the Bahag says, you can count by day as well, even though you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. But by counting by day, at least what I'm doing is, I'm allowing myself to continue, because I've counted day six. And that's right. This now makes a whole nafka minah to everything that we mentioned earlier. To say now, according to the Bahag, that retrospectively, if somebody has missed a day, all his brochas previously have been a brocha of Atol. It's not true. It's a separate mitzvah every single night. Till now, I've been mekayim the mitzvah. From now on, I've lost it, because I can't count anymore if you've missed a day completely. It doesn't retrospectively make my brochas into a brocha of Atol. So therefore, this fellow, who's never going to have his operation, is going to be down and out for a full 24 hours, doesn't stop him from counting the Svira until that day, because it's not all one mitzvah. Moment he's got a mitzvah, he's being mekayem mitzvah every night. From then onwards, he won't be able to do it, Nebuch, but until then, why not? So you're going to ask, you, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean when the Mishnah Berurah says that Noshim shouldn't count because B'vadai Yitzhiyar? It means something else. It means if Noshim counts, it's rest assured that one day during the Svira time, they're going to count the wrong day. That means they're going to make the bracha, they're going to count the wrong day. Not because they're going to miss a day out, but they. You all know, yeah? I mean, Baruch Hashem, it can happen to us men as well. Never mind, it's the women. Alachas kamo v'kamo. They definitely can. They're going to count the wrong night. They're going to count the wrong night. They're going to make a bracha v'atola. So why be machnis yourself into a mitzvah, which you're not mechuyev, if we know for sure that sometime you're going to make a bracha v'atola? But not because retrospectively it's going to make all the brachas into a bracha v'atola. Which now makes the shayla of a kotten into a different shayla completely. Shayla of a kotten now becomes now not whether what he was doing until now is a mitzvah. It's not all one mitzvah. But is a cotton svira enough to allow him to continue? And possibly even minatari can continue. Because every night's a separate mitzvah. What's your problem? He hasn't counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He has. He has. He's counted 1, 2, 3. Maybe a cotton svira, the Torah recognizes it as a svira, and therefore he can continue, and maybe even be mekam mitzvah d'oraisa, which wasn't even a tzad in the Minchas Chinuch. He's continuing to be mekam mitzvah d'oraisa. Completely different answer. Rachmana litzlan, an oinim, in the middle of the svira, so there's a big shayla in the poskim, what should he do? An oinim is not supposed to be doing mitzvahs, not supposed to be doing mitzvahs, so should he count the svira, should he not count the svira? And according to the Bahag, he's going to ruin himself for the rest of the svira. What should he do? So, Taka says, the Poskim say you should count without a brocha. Taka says in the Poskim. According to this, it's even better, because it doesn't have to be a mitzvah, what he's counting. He's just counting to keep his sphere going. And that he's going to do when he's an oinen, in order that he should be able to get it. Okay, that is the chelik ha-dvar ha-locha. Everyone agrees, the Rishonim, the Yemei ha-sphere is a hachona for Kabbalah Sotayra. The Ran says to him, Sochim, in the same way as when they went out to Mitzrayim, the Baruch Hashem was Mitzavah to them, they should count and days towards Kabbalah Sotayra. That's what we do every year, and it's considered a hachona and a preparation for Kabbalah Sotayra Zeshdeh and Rishonim. You know that the Sforim, Chassam Sofer, Bnei Yisoscha writes that Yemei HaOmer is divided into Leiv Toiv. Gematria, Leiv, is 32, and Toiv, 17, 32 plus 17, not giving a math lesson here, but we know 32 plus 17, is 49. Lamed Beis is Til Lag Bo'Omer, 32 days. Lag Bo'Omer starts the Toiv. So we are now in the Chelek HaToiv of the Sefiras HaOmer, which is the second Chelek after Lag Bo'Omer, which is the Chelek HaToiv of Lag Bo'Omer. Toiv is Ein Toiv Elo Torah. Toiv is Torah, Shnema Kirekach Toiv Nosati Lachem, and this is the Chelek, which is the climax already towards the Achona of Kabbalah Sotorah, that's Toiv, Ein Toiv Elo Torah. You know, the Svarim writes that Pirkei Avos says, Memches Svarim Shatorah Niklas Behem, it's 48 things, Midas, which one needs in order to be kind of the Torah. The Nagon says, Eishes Chayil. Chayil is also Memches, Eishes Chayil. Mi Yimtza is also referring to the Memches Tvorim Shah Torah Nikisvah, because Torah is supposed to be like an Isha to a person. Why? Torah Tzivo Lono Moishe Moirosho, Al Tikri Moirosho, Elo Moirosho. So that is the Achona, that is the preparation. The Svarim say that one should use the Yemei HaOmer, one midah per day. There's mem test days in the Omer. One should use one midah per day to be kind of the mem ches dvorim shatara nikris behem. And I've said a very nice remez for it. You know that the Torah, when the Torah speaks about the Sfira Sa'ima, the Torah says, Mehochel Chermesh Bakomo, Tochel Lispoir, Shiva Shuos, in Parshas Re'ei, Mehochel Chermesh. What's Mehochel Chermesh? When cutting the Oime, is Mehochel Chermesh. Rosh Yitavis, Mehochel Chermesh, is Memches. You should start preparing your Memches from then. You come to Shuos, Vehikravtem, Mincho Chadosho Lashem. You should be able to be makre this Mincho Chadosho, this Memches Tvorim, you should be able to be makre Mincho Chadosho Lashem. Now, okay, you're going to ask me a question. There's 49 days, it's now 48. So, we used to say always, 49 days to Chazor over, one day for Chazorah, then one day for Chazorah. The Marshal, although he doesn't actually refer to 48, Marshal Navoy de Zorah, the Marshal says there's one day, because he's got a different problem and a different cheshvan and a different kash, which I'm not going to go into now with the Nun and the Nun Aleph, it was Nun Aleph days. Is you need one day for Yiras Shemayim. Kol she'yiras chetei koidem lechachmosei, chachmosei l'estgayemes. Kol she'ein yiras chetei lechachmosei, ein chachmosei, kol she'ein yiras chetei koidem lechachmosei, ein chachmosei l'estgayemes. Yiras Shemayim is a chelik, it's intrinsic. It goes together with Torah in such a way that you can't separate the two. And you need, of course, not an equal amount, because it's the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos in the Flam Adalav says, "Ohoyo emunas itecho chosen yeshuos chochmas v'doas." The Gemara goes through the pasuk, "Emunas will say the zroim, itechos will say the moed," and it goes through the whole shishul sidre mishnah. "Vafilo hocha im yiras Hashem ki oitzoroi." If a person has yiras Shemayim, then he's got and can keep and remember this Oitzer of Torah. Without Yiras Hashem, there's no Oitzorei. And the Gemara says, Moshe Lamar Dovah Doima, to a person who's taken up a kur chitim, measurement of chitim of wheat into his aliyah, into his attic, and if he doesn't put some preservative into it, it's all going to go rotten, it's all going to go bad. If he puts the kav chomtam, preservative into it, then he's going to be matzil and making it. So in exactly the same way, the Gemara says, Moshe Lamar Adoma, Yiras Shemayim has got to go together with Torah. So the Marshal says, listen, you need one day for Yiras Shemayim as well. Leiv Toiv, which is the preparation for Kabbalah Satora, and that is the Yemei HaOmer. Leiv refers to Torah, and Leiv refers to Yiras Shemayim. In which way? You know, first of all, Baboyas in Rus, when it says Vayetev Liboy, and when it says Vayetev Liboy, Shalom HaTorah, Zeshen Chazal, Zeshen Medrash, the Boyaz was learning the Torah, the Vayetev Liboy, which says in Rus, is referring to Boyaz, who was learning Torah, Vayetev Liboy. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Noyev Isha, Chosa Leiv, it's a Posuk, Posuk in Mishli. Noyev isha chosaleiv. So the Gemara, Zeh, what is it referring to? Halomid Torah leprokim. Somebody who's lomid Torah leprokim doesn't mean he learns one perek and another perek and another perek, because that wouldn't be a problem. The pasuk is not being so complimentary here by saying noyev isha chosaleiv halomid Torah leprokim means he does it with hefsekim. Hefsekim means one day yes, one day not, one day not, one day yes. That is lomid Torah leprokim, is chosa leiv. He's a noyev isha. He's not, we said before, the Torah has got to be like a ma'oirosa to a person. This person is considered a noyev isha. He's chosa leiv. Why is he chosa leiv? Why is he chosa leiv? Do you know, end of the Torah finishes with a lamed. The Eini Kol Yisrael, beginning of the Torah, is the base, which is Bereishis, it's Leiv. Yeah? You know, the stipler used to say in the Rishus of the Chosn Bereishis, on Simchas Torah, Rishus of the Chosn Bereishis, it says, Maher Amoid Amoid. It doesn't say that by the Chosn Torah. But the Chosn Bereishis, Maher, have a look, you can check it, take your Machzairim out, you can have a look. Maher Amoid Amoid. Why does it say by the Chosn Bereishis Maher? It says, we don't want to leave the Torah finished and not start it even for a second. Hurry and start it again. Halomid Torah Leprokim is chosalev. He doesn't understand this continuity of Torah, which is the lamed at the end of the Torah and the base at the beginning. We need to see him last night. You have to know you start straight away from the beginning. That's what we always do by a siyum. In any case, as soon as you make a siyum mesechta, you start the next one, because it's nishtuka gemara. There's no gemara, because then you become lema Torah leprokim. Noyev isha, somebody who's noyev isha chosalev, is lema Torah leprokim. So the yisoid of lev is referring to vayetiv liboy Torah. That's part of lev toiv, which is the preparation that Svir Soim has towards Kabbalah Satorah. You talk about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is also called lev. Yerushalayim, you know, the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara in Baruch Hu, Nei, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noisin Chochma, Elo, Lami, Shiyash Bechochma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chochma to somebody who already has Chochma. What does that mean? Yeah? Shenema. Posuk. The Gemara brings it out from Posuk. Uvelev, Kol Chachamlei, Nosati Chochma. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gives to a Chachamlei Chochma. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner asks the Kasha, he says, HaChochma HaRishonu Me'ayin Timotzei. Where did he get the Chochma HaRishonu from? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chochma to somebody who's already got Chochma, where did he get the first Chochma from? You know what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says? The Chochma Rishona that we're talking about here is Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. There's two Chochmas. There's Yiras Hashem, and there's Torah. Eim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen Chochma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give wisdom, El Olami She Yesh Boi Chochma, nice remez, She Yiras Shemayim, She Yesh, She Yiras Shemayim, Boi Chochma. He has the Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. And that doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Chutz miyiras shemayim doesn't come from shemayim; it comes from yourself. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen chochma. So the Netziv says, "Goraya." The pasuk is uvleiv kol chacham leiv nasati chochma. Where is chochma? Chochma is in the heart. Chochma is in the moyach. It's not in the heart. Chochma is in the brain. So ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen chochma. The chochma is hamoyach. Elo lemishyesh boy chochma saleiv. That's yiras shemayim. That's the reishis chochma yiras Hashem. And that is uvleiv kol chacham leiv. He's got chacham leiv. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him chochma samoyach. That is, you know, the omer was, the Gemara Mishnah says, was sieved through 13 sieves. Yud gimel napa. Yud gimel napa. It's also segula of 13 sieves. And 13, well, I heard it once from Yisrael Meir Elang, he's quoted a Rishon, I don't know, it's Rabbi Todras Ben somebody, I don't know who the Rishon is even. He quotes him, he says, you know why Yud Gimel Napo? Keneged Yud Gimel Dvarim Shatayra Nidreshes Bahem. Oime was the Hachona for Kabonos HaTayra, it's Keneged Yud Gimel Dvarim Shatayra Nidreshes Bahem. And then there's two Yud Gimels. There's Yud Gimel Shatayra Nidreshes Bahem, which is Rabbi Shmuel Oime, which is to do with Torah itself. And then there's Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, which we have to emulate. Ma hu rachum af ato, ma hu chan af ato. And that's Yerushalayim. So the Yud Gimel Napo had the double skula here. It had the skula of Torah, and it had the skula of Yerushalayim. And you know the gematria of Oimer, you'll never find in the Torah Oimer with a vov. You know that? Oimer in the Torah is always without a vov. How much does it make? 310, about, approximately, yeah. Or exactly 310. 310 is shy, yeah? Shy in, shy in always is yesh, that's Yerushalayim. That's all Yerushalayim. You know the Shas finishes with Yerushalayim, and it starts with Yerushalayim. You finished and started. Me'emesai, koir in the Shema. Me'emesai is from Pachat, from Yerushalayim. That's how one is called. Emo is Emo v'yiro. Emo is Akarin Hashma. That's the Yisod of Yerushalayim. So the Yimei HaSfira, as the Mashor adds to the Memchas Torah, which HaTorah Niklis Bahem, is a Hachonah for Kabbalah HaTorah in two ways. Both for the Torah in itself, that one is koinah, it's with the Memchas Torah, which HaTorah Niklis Bahem, one has to have those midas. And besides that, as the Mashor says, that's the way one preserves and one is able to have the Yiras Hashem, he oitzorei. That is Lev Toiv.
Hachonah for Kabbalah Satorah has got to be done with the Midas Shal Torah Niklis Bem, plus the addition of Yiras Shemayim, which is a preservative of Torah as well. And yet, Hashem, we should all be Zeicha to a Kabbalah Satorah.